Hey, welcome back. It's Johnny Jett to my podcast YouTube channel. And today we have PR pro Laura Davidson, who's a friend. And she splits her time between my home state of Connecticut and New York City. Laura, welcome to my program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to see you.
You too. So let's get right into it. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Flushing, Queens.
Are you from Queens?
I'm from Queens. Now I'm a Connecticut fan? Girl. I was a Mets fan my whole life when they were good.
1986. I was rooting for them, even though I'm a Yankee fan. All right. How about where'd you go to college, if you went to college?
I went to college at Binghamton University, upstate New York.
Did you? Isn't that where Lucille Ball is from?
Oh, I don't know.
I think there's a museum there. I think she's from Binghamton. If not, she's from near there.
Oh.
But she must not be, because you would know that probably, because I think it's got to be a big
deal. Maybe not, because didn't leave the school very often. Too many parties.
All right. And what'd you major?
English.
Okay. And how often did you fly? Actually, well, have you flown since the pandemic?
I haven't, right? Careful what you wish for, because for about 6 months before the pandemic, I was on 3 trips a month. And all I kept thinking was, I have to cut this back. And now I'm sorry I said that, because I have been nowhere for a year. Well, locally road trips, but I haven't flown anywhere.
Right. I mean, I was the same. Same thing. I was like, man, I should be careful what you wish for, because that's what happens. I mean, I was traveling so much. So how many countries have you been to, or do you have any idea?
I've probably been to 100.
Have you?
In my career. Yeah, I've been pretty much all, I've been to all 6 continents, but not Antarctica yet.
That was my next question. Ah. All right. Well, I'm not going to ask you your favorite country, but I'm going to ask you what's your least favorite customs and patrol officers are. Which country is the toughest with immigration?
I don't know if I should say, because then if I go through again, maybe.
That's true.
I think New York is horrible, but I have to say my best customs experience was in Spain, because they were so cute and so friendly.
That's nice.
When I went to Barcelona. So that's a good one.
How about, where do you think the friendliest people in the world are?
Scotland.
Okay. I always thought Ireland and Fiji, but Scotland, definitely friendly people. Yeah. Do you understand them?
Yes, I can, because I do. We do the PR for Scotland. I spend a lot of time there. So I do understand them, as long as they're not from the far Northern Islands. But okay. Yeah, and they love Americans.
Yeah, they're
they
great.
Get a kick out of us.
So what's your favorite international city besides one that's in Scotland?
A city that both of us love, Sydney, Australia, will always be my favorite city. And I'm so sad that it'll be 2 years that we can't go to Australia.
You think it'll be another 2 years?
No, I mean the first year last year.
Okay.
And then all of this year. I don't think it will really open up until the end of this year, hopefully for Christmas.
Right, that's what they're saying, at least October.
And then next year, we're going.
I'm going with you. I actually just looked at my Facebook memories and it said, last time I was in Sydney was in 7 years ago for the baseball game, the Dodgers versus the
Diamondbacks. Right. That's right.
So how about, what's your favorite American city?
Outside of New York, I think it would be Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
I love the food scene there. It's fabulous and it's nice and casual and fun and easy to get around.
And is there any place you have no desire to go to?
I think Russia.
Okay. But you've been to Russia?
I haven't been to Russia, and I really have absolutely no desire to go right now. Maybe part of that's political, but sorry.
And do you have a favorite airline?
Delta. Love Delta, and I think they've done a great job the past year.
They did. And do you have a favorite aircraft type? Are you an av geek, or you just don't care?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big airplane geek. So are my kids. The 787 Dreamliner.
All right.
It's quiet. Love that plane.
And do you have a favorite airport, U.S. airport and international?
International, I think Schiphol in Amsterdam. It's the easiest to transfer through.
Yeah.
And I love those. What are those waffle things called that you can?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Those are good. And U.S. airports, I hate most U.S. airports, but PDX in Portland, is really easy. I like that airport. Empty and easy.
Yes. All right. How about, what's your favorite hotel besides one that you represent? Because I know you represent a lot of hotels.
I know. I was going to say it's always the last one that I've been to. Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you one that I love that I don't represent. I've been to several conferences there and always extended my stay. The Langham Pasadena near you. I love that hotel. They have a great spa and it always smells really nice outside from all the flowers.
Well, come to LA.
I know. I am coming in May, by the way. My first trip that I'll be able to take. Yep. I'll let you know.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And how about, what's your favorite travel credit card? Which credit card do you use when you travel?
Delta American Express.
Okay.
For the points. Yep.
And what's your favorite island? Again, not one that you represent.
I don't represent Mystique, but I got married in Mystique when I used to work with them. So that's one of my favorites. And Bequia is a favorite in the Caribbean. And I have to say, even though it's part of Scotland and I represent them, the Isle of Skye is one of the most beautiful, magical places I've ever been. Whether I work with them or not, I've been there on vacation when I haven't been working. So
I've heard that and I've never been there and I want to go.
Yes, we will get you there.
And now that I know you represent them, I'm going to be hitting you up.
That's right.
How about a favorite beach?
Favorite beach. I think that, what is that? Beach by Pink Sands and Harbor Island is one of the best beaches I've ever been to.
Harbor Island in the Bahamas?
Harbor Island in the Bahamas. And then I think my favorite beach to walk on is at Byron Bay in Australia. You've been there, right?
I've been to Byron Bay. I have.
I mean, that's an amazing beach.
I took surfing lessons. I took surfing lessons there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. So did my wife. My wife does not like to really swim or surf. Excuse me. How about, what's your favorite fancy restaurant and your favorite hole-in-the-wall restaurant?
Oh, my favorite fancy restaurant. I know you're going to laugh at me because I keep talking about Australia, but Icebergs at Bondi Beach.
I love that place.
Right? That's my favorite restaurant anywhere. And favorite hole-in-the-wall, I'd say anywhere where I could get good fish and chips wrapped in newspaper.
Okay. My wife and I were in Sydney one time, went to Icebergs. I went many times. And one time, Josh Groban sitting next to us.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, literally right next to us. And I had no idea my wife loved the guy. Otherwise, I would have said, hey, because he seemed like a nice guy, but I didn't want to interrupt him. But anyway, there's always celebrities in there.
Yeah. And that view and just watching people swim in that pool is fabulous.
For sure. Sorry, I had a coughing fit, so I muted myself.
It's okay.
Favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit would be apple.
An apple?
That's kind of boring, right? But
that
I love apples.
Boring. That's not,
you know.
That's not a lot. Sorry. At least what kind of apple?
Red Delicious apple? Any
what?
Red apple. I don't like green apples. I know. Okay. Sorry, that's boring. But I love my apples.
Okay. How about favorite food?
Favorite food would be probably Japanese food.
Okay. And how about, what's your drink of choice in the air and on the ground?
Sparkling water. Oh, okay. I know that's so boring too.
That's okay. But... Listen, I only drink bottled water when I'm on the air.
Yep.
So don't. How about favorite travel movie?
Favorite travel, all the James Bond movies. You know how they film them all around the
totally.
World? I just love the scenery in the James Bond movies.
Totally. I'm with you on that. Favorite travel TV show?
Men in Kilts. To say that, my fascination with Scotland. I don't know if people are watching that now.
And what channel is that?
But it's on Starz Network. And it's the two stars from Outlander, which is, I mean, you either love Outlander or you don't. I've never seen it. It's Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish, and they're journeying all around Scotland in a camper van. And it's just, it's fabulous. It's like being in Scotland through their eyes at a time when you can't travel.
Is it during the pandemic?
And they filmed it in summer, in the middle of the pandemic.
Okay, wow.
I don't know how they were able to do it. And it's airing now on Starz.
Okay,
I love
cool.
it.
Cool. How about favorite travel book?
You know what my favorite travel book is? Do you remember Bill Bryson, Notes from a Small Island about England?
I love Bill Bryson.
I love Bill Bryson. I love
all
of his books.
Country of Australia. About yes, Australia.
I read that too. Yeah, he opens it up with the 10 things that can kill you in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, just reading the first chapter makes you'll just die laughing. How about favorite travel app? Which apps do you use when you're traveling?
I don't really. Gosh, it's going to make me sound old. I don't really use apps.
No.
When I travel, unless I download an app from the hotel that I'm staying at, like the concierge app, but I don't really.
Google Maps, Google Translate, none of that.
Oh yeah, that I use. I thought you meant other like travel apps from travel companies. Oh no, I use Google Maps for everything. Yep. Okay. And I love Google Translate.
Yes. Especially when you're going up to the highlands of Scotland. I'm kidding. Your client's gonna not invite me anymore.
You're welcome to go anytime.
So five things you bring on a plane that are unusual, or just five things
I bring on the plane. Well, if I'm going overseas, melatonin, because that's the best thing for jet lag, and they don't have it in England or Scotland, by the way. I sent it over with my son, so melatonin is the best for jet lag. And then I don't know about now, it's so thin, but I always used to travel with Vanity Fair magazine, because it's one of those magazines you want to read cover to cover and you can't read it digitally. I mean, you need to hold on to that. So I'd always bring a good magazine in case there's a flight delay. I always download my favorite Netflix shows on my iPad, because again, if you're stuck somewhere, you can just sit.
There's your favorite travel app right there, Netflix.
Almonds. I always travel with almonds.
Almonds?
Yes. It's a nice healthy snack, and you never know what you're going to get on a plane depending on where you're going. So.
Well, I hope you don't sit next to my son, since he's allergic to nuts.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I won't bring that when I see you. And then the fifth thing is a sense of humor. You have to travel with a sense of humor, because who knows what it's going to be like when we get back on a plane again, but even before.
Gotcha. And what do you always seem that you forget?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty neurotic about traveling. So, but I have forgotten a hairbrush from time to time, which I find very frustrating.
have you done any road trips, by the way, during the pandemic?
I have, mostly around New England. Last summer I drove up to Cape Cod, which is so beautiful. You know, places that, because I always used to spend time traveling away from New England.
Right.
And I went around New England. I spent a lot of time up in Rhode Island. Cape Cod. I went
Ocean House,
your favorite and mine,
which is a fantastic hotel.
Yes. Which I have to say, I was just there this past weekend and it was 50 and sunny. And of course, you know, it's March. Nobody's there. Nobody's on the beach. Had the whole beach to ourselves. It was so beautiful.
Sam the lifeguard there?
Sam the lifeguard. No, I don't know Sam the lifeguard.
Well, I grew up going there.
I know you did.
And so when I went back a couple of years ago, and we were supposed to go last summer, he was still there. He's great. I mean, he's been there for 50 years. There's a plaque about him there. So
that's if I go in the summer, I'll have to look for him. It's very different. Very different in the summer than in the winter. Yeah. I will find out about Sam.
And he's a Yankees fan, which is unusual for someone from Rhode Island.
Yeah. Usually it's all about Boston Red Sox, right?
Yeah, another reason why I love them.
Yeah. But no, I mean, the coast of Rhode Island is beautiful. And then you know where I went last fall? I had never been to Lexington, Massachusetts. You know, it's a big historical town outside of Boston. And I stayed at this incredible inn, the Inn at Hastings Park. And we just walked the whole, what is it, like the Paul Revere Historical Trail or something like that. I mean, just discovering more about American history. Of course, my husband's British and he was disputing a lot of the factual information along the way. But it was just one of these real, you know, New England American weekends that I had never done before. So
I didn't realize your husband's British.
Yes, he is. Never do an American history tour with a Brit, because they learn something completely different in school.
So where'd you meet him?
I met him many, many years ago. He was working at Town and Country magazine, and I met him on a trip down to South Seas Plantation in Florida. Wow. Over 30 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. I met my wife on a press trip.
There you go.
Anyway, it happens. Awesome. Well, that must have been your best travel moment. What was your worst travel moment? if it wasn't too bad?
Oh, the worst, I'll tell you the worst travel moment that I turned lemons into lemonade. I was escorting a press trip many, many years ago to Africa on an African safari. And we had been given free tickets from KLM and we were transferring back through Schiphol. And when we got to Schiphol to check in for a flight to New York, they said, oh no, you've been bumped off the flight and we don't have another flight for 3 days. I thought, okay, so that was really bad to be with seven journalists and be told that they can't fly you back. So anyway, long story short, we ended up having a great stay in Amsterdam and I pulled in all my contacts at different hotels and we managed to get a flight out the next day. But that was really scary. That's when travel planning goes bad. And, you know, that's why it pays to have connections, right? Because then people can get you out of these bad situations.
So why'd they bump you? Because it was, you're on free tickets?
Because we were on free tickets. This is a long time ago, but we were on free tickets. And yeah, and they bumped us for whatever reason, but found a lovely person who worked with us. And, you know, that's why I love Schiphol Airport.
Now it all makes sense. So it's a
couple
more
questions.
Kennedy.
What's that? Kennedy, I said, if you were in Kennedy, they would have said, okay, next, get off the line, you know, but in Schiphol, oh, you know, come with me and let's see what we can do.
Nice. How about your most embarrassing travel moment besides telling the journalists?
Oh, this was also a while ago. I haven't had too many embarrassing moments recently, but one of my more embarrassing moments was when my husband and I were in St. Barts vacationing at one of my clients. One of the resorts I was working with there, they were part of a French hotel group we were representing. And I didn't know that my client from Paris was also down there on vacation. Nobody bothered to tell me that. And I was walking along the beach topless, because that's what you do in St. Barts. And I turned around and I heard with a fresh accent, Laura Davidson, how are you doing? I thought, oh my God. That was quite embarrassing. It didn't mean anything to him. He was from Paris, but I found it very difficult from that day forward to be in a meeting with him.
Wow. So is he still a client?
No, this was, again, a while ago. And this company is no longer a client. But you see, I still remember the story.
That is embarrassing and funny. How about, what's your dream destination?
So I'm lucky that I've been able to travel to a lot of my dream destinations, but on my bucket list right now is to go to Lord Howe Island. Because with all, right? I mean, you probably haven't been there either. With all the trips we've done to Sydney and Australia.
I haven't done it because you have to take an ATR for like 90 minutes and I don't like small planes.
I want to go. Amazing. Yeah, I think it's the UNESCO World Heritage Site and it's just everything I see about it is fabulous. So that's on my list. The next time I go to Australia, I would like to get there.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you two questions. What has travel taught you?
Oh, I think over the years, travel has taught me patience, certainly. And I am not a patient person. It's taught me patience. It's taught me tolerance by meeting people all around the world and curiosity, you know, never lose that curiosity. And a lot of that, I think, stems from traveling with kids. And I'm sure you will see that too, as your kids get older. I mean, my boys are 18 and 19 now, and they are amazing travelers.
Are they?
And just traveling with them, you know, since they were two, the curiosity, they'd be curious about things that I would completely overlook. And that traveling with kids has taught me to look at the world differently.
Awesome. My son is amazing. He's four and my daughter's amazing, but she's only 19 months. So she's curious, but she can't ask me questions. Yeah. But she will. It's getting there.
She will. Great.
All right. My last question. What's your best travel tip?
My best travel tip is just be patient, manage your expectations, and just know that moving forward, I tell everybody now, we're not going back to normal for a long time. And people keep saying they can't wait till things get back to normal. I think as an industry, we have to define what is the new normal, right? Like after September 11th, there was a new normal with TSA pre-check and then we got used to it. I think we're going to have to understand and get used to a new normal so that we can all start traveling again in a safe, responsible way.
And what do you think that's going to be? People are going to be wearing masks for a long time, or do you think people are going to have to take COVID tests before entering countries?
I think we're going to need to wear masks for a long time. I think while this is still around, I think we should be given instant COVID tests before we board a plane. I don't know. I think they're getting towards that, right? I've heard that. They should be able to do that. By the time you check in and they give you a COVID test to, you know, then you have an hour later, you're getting on the plane to board. They should be able to flag who has COVID or who has not. I mean, you might get it 3 days later when you arrive, and that would be horrible. But to be put on a plane with people, you could have the cleanest plane with the freshest air, but if the guy next to you is sick, that's pretty scary. So I think we're going to need that. And I think we also have to have responsible tourism. I think we can't go back to over tourism, which is where we were in 2019. And it was ruining a lot of destinations.
Right.
And so maybe this is Mother Nature self-correcting a little bit and trying to teach us a lesson. So I think we have to travel differently and be more responsible.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do. And I think that was the big term in 2019, over tourism. Everyone was worried about it. And now look, now it's under tourism, but it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But I think we do need to start traveling again, because remember, it's 10% of the world tourism, of the world's economy is tourism based, right? So there are a lot of people that need jobs and need to get back to work. So we have to find a way to do it safely and responsibly and get back to traveling. And hopefully with the vaccines and the tests, we can do that.
So do you think business travel will bounce back the way it was? Or do you think business travel has changed forever?
I think it's probably both. I think there will be a lot of hybrid travel, a lot of hybrid meetings, where some people will go to meetings, but you have to realize some people will want to log on via Zoom or another platform and not be there in person if they're not comfortable, for a while anyway. And I think one of the things I realized is I don't have to fly all the time to sit in person with my clients. I think if it's every other time we're in person, and otherwise Zoom has shown us that we can connect and get business done.
Right.
And there are some webinars and conferences I've been attending that there are people who won't show up if they have to take 3 days out of their schedule to get there. But for 2 hours on Zoom, they'll show up and contribute. And so how do we move forward with that hybrid way? But I do think on the other side of that is there's nothing like person-to-person connection. I mean, we're people, we need to connect. And I've picked up so many new clients in the past 6 months that I haven't met in person yet, that I really want to go and meet them in person, and which will be great. But it means that after that, we can probably conduct business via Zoom as well. So we've learned new ways of connecting, but nothing will replace that human connection.
Right. Do you think people will shake hands again at business conferences?
I think so, but our hands are going to fall apart with all the Purell that we're going to be using after. I mean, I'll be that person who every time I shake someone's hand, then I'm spraying afterwards.
I mean, I was doing that in January 2020 when I was at the New York Times travel show. I mean, I do that at all these big travel shows just because I was afraid of getting the flu.
Yes.
So I would, you know, we do these speed datings where you're meeting and greeting people and you sit down for 10 minutes or whatever. And under the table, I'd be putting hand sanitizer on.
Yeah. I agree. I think that we'll be more conscious of that. I think I will always travel with a mask on a plane. Don't you feel that way? I mean, even just for the flu.
I know a lot of people who feel that way. And I do too, because listen, that was one of my biggest pet peeves. And actually, I think I had a nightmare last night that I was traveling and someone was coughing without covering their mouth. And you see that all the time. I even saw someone sneeze without covering their mouth. It's just like, what planet are you from?
I know. I know. And those of us, I don't think it's all going to be gone. And those of us like you and I who travel so often, we see all of it. We're so conscious of it. I actually, I should have put this on my list of what I carry on planes. I carry an extra box of cough drops, especially on the New York LA route. When you know you're on that plane for 5 or 6 hours, there's always somebody near me coughing up a storm, and I give them the box of cough drops.
Damn.
And they say, well, it's a lot easier than saying, can you please stop coughing? I'll just offer it and say, I've been having trouble too, and I have an extra box of cough drops. Would you like this? And 9 times out of 10, they're, thank you so much.
That's
and it's my way of saying, can you please stop coughing.
I'm going to have to write that tip up and yes. I'm going to have to credit you.
Yes, you can. But that's.
So what kind of cough drops? Just like.
Anything I can find. Ludens, whatever it is. But I just, I'm always, I have extra, you know, what are those Kleenex packets, the individual yeah. packets of tissues, and I carry cough drops. And if I see somebody who is just giving me the heebie-jeebies, I offer it. And if they tell me to mind my own business, I mind my own business.
And have they told you that 9 out of 10, that one time?
Only one time a guy gave me a really nasty look. And I said, okay, I'm just trying to help here, you know, and that was it. But usually people say, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I used to always carry two masks on planes. This is before the pandemic.
Really?
Because if for some reason, if I was sick or not feeling well, or the person next to me was coughing out of control, I just hand them a mask. But they didn't like that. So anyway,
just
Laura,
bring them in a variety of colors next time and people can choose.
I'm going to wear a mask that says, you know, stop coughing on me or cover your mouth. Or do you want a mask? Ask me.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for taking the time and where can
you.
People find you?
People can find me. They can go to my agency website, ldpr.com. They can find me on Instagram, Laura LDPR. And around. You can find me in Connecticut and New York.
All right. Well, Laura, you have a great day and I hope to see you
Thank
soon.
You.
And I won't shake your hand, but I'll give you a hug once it's
virtual hugs. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.